Hi, Anne Ribley here, and welcome to this week's Monday Mantra. Restoration light rebuilds my life. This mantra is dedicated for every one of you who are going through a time of big change, or if you're needing the light of restoration to enter strongly into some area of your life. When I was going through a major life change, everything in my life was changing financially, my family life, my home life, my friends, everything, my business life, everything personally and professionally that was changing for me. This was a repetitive messaging of a restoration prayer that infused so much light and hope into me to lead to rebuilding what was needed in my life at that time. It was my restoration prayer. That messaging mantra, let the repetitive messaging mantra, restoration light rebuilds my life. Let it give you strength, trust, guidance, and healing for all the restoring powers to transform you in any capacity that's necessary at this time. So if you are in a place where you're needing something to change, in a relationship configuration or condition, or you're going through some form of loss or shift, you can ask for the restorative light, the restorative light to rebuild your life. Now, this doesn't mean that situations will go back to what it used to be or to the past. What it means is that the ability for life to renew and to restore your good, your well-being, wholeness, alignment, truthfulness, dreams, beautiful blessings, manifestations, that restorative light can rebuild your life. Every day we wake up with a brand new day, new possibilities, new opportunities, new capacities for the restoration of our life to transform for us. So here we are today on a leap day, leap year, and you can call upon the restorative light to rebuild your life, to help you leap into your own well-being in any capacity that you need, whether it be in the relationship arena, whether it be in a professional arena, whether it be with your job, your career, or even in your financial economy or your home life. No matter what it is, you can use this restorative mantra in order to call forth a rebuilding momentum. So I dedicate this mantra to those of you that have contacted me and in some way with the power of doing the spiritual practice of aligning to your intentions with the during the time of the new moon and releasing that which isn't serving you and what you want to let go of during the time of the full moon and asking for the results of a shift to show up. This restorative mantra, share, prayer is truly what I embodied. And I still go back to and I use when I want to infuse the restorative light to help me rebuild. To bring forth, you know, when I was going through so much change and I felt like so many things had broken down and broken apart and were in this dismantling in my life, I'd went to a mission event that was in our area out here in California. There is historic missions. Actually, even in fourth grade, all the fourth graders in the public school system study all these missions because there's so much history that is part of the whole development of California and how the mission, the work that the missions played in the development of the state of California. When I was at the mission that's close to where I live, it's called the La Perisma Mission, they were talking about how there was an earthquake that happened, and it totally disheveled everything there, just totally abolished it, made their buildings fall. They were literally at a place of starting all over again. And the father who ran, the priest who ran that mission at that time, they talked about how he was such a strong leader in vision into what that mission served and what it did, that within 9 months, now this is at a time when they didn't even have the machinery that we have available and the ability to draw upon supportive measures as quickly. They rebuilt that mission within 9 months to a restorative place of where it was and even better. And I remember hearing that story at that time in my life and thinking that restorative light, that power, we all have it and we can tap into it. It's available to us and we can rebuild anything. We have the capacity and to move our life in the direction that matches the vision of what we want, where yesterday's and the past does not have to determine today, where everything is today and the direction that we want for tomorrow. So that story, thinking about it in the restorative light to rebuild my life, that idea, I want you to look at an area of your life that you need some restorative well-being. It could be in more than one area, and draw upon that restorative light, that energy that truly infuses the capacity to help us shift what we want in the direction that matches the vision that we aspire to, that's already inspired within us, that we know to be true. Also think about how I was in a place where there were so many unknowns that were surrounding me, including my home and how I was going to take care of my kids because I was going through my divorce. And at that time, I felt an enormous amount of fear as to how things were going to work out. And this messaging mantra, you know, this restorative light rebuilds my life. Saying it over and over again, knowing that there is that restorative power that I can use, that I can tap into, I can become a part of, that's all around, that can synchronize. And I had a dream. And in this dream, there was this woman who was older than me. She looked like she was about 10 years older than me. And she came to my door and she had this batch of paperwork in her hand. And she said, "I have what you need. You just need to sign these papers and everything's going to be okay." And because this was a dream and everything in dreams don't always make complete sense, but in this dream, I remember seeing this woman as just so confident and like she had this contract with it, like felt like the universe, that all I had to do is agree and sign and everything was going to be okay. And I woke up from that dream and I didn't know how things were going to work out in my life. And I thought about it because it was so real. And, you know, in the house that I was living in that time too, the roof was leaking. And I always symbolized that was our house was crying. And I remember when I had that dream, I remember that the house was leaking, it was raining. And when she knocked on the door, it seemed like it stopped raining and leaking in the house, almost like the sun parted, you know, the clouds parted and the sun came in and it was like shining this light. So when I had that dream, and it was a brief exchange in this dream, she just had this paperwork. She told me that everything was going to be okay. That I just needed to sign here. And I woke up and that dream haunted me for years following that. And my life did rebuild and restore. And I thought about that dream and how that confidence that that woman had in that dream of it's going to be okay. It will work itself out. You're going to be okay. Your kids are going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. I just remember that confidence of that woman and that feeling of assuredness that there really truly is that restoration light that can rebuild our lives. And as I've lived into now my own answers and into seeing how life did work itself out and how I was okay, what I began to understand more is that that woman in my dream represented a more actualized version of that wiser part of myself. And that contract of being able to enter into that sacred contract with life and to sign on with rebuilding life and to sign on with it is going to be okay and I don't have to live in fear because there is a restoration light that can rebuild my life. Always available every new day. Every new moment with an abundance of opportunities. So this week, this day, leap day, leap year, I'd like you to welcome this opportunity in whatever area of your life that you would like to have restoration, renewal, to call upon the restoration light to rebuild your life. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.